This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Now, we've got our next guest in the studio, Carla. Who
we sure do, Neil. We have Martine Howard, who is a trainer and coordinator at NICA, which is the National Institute of Circus Arts.
You got it. Hello.
Hi. And you're here to talk the student production, which is upcoming, which is Hard Sell. But we like to do an artist profile first with our guests to hear their path as to how they came to the place that they are today.
Yeah, well, it's actually a really interesting story for me personally. I actually started my career out at NICA. This is like 1,000 years ago now. It was like 2000. It was a pilot project for NICA before it started.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, before NICA was actually a thing.
Yeah, so we were in the Docklands in this big old warehouse that was freezing cold and it had like no insulation, nothing, and it was just the bare minimum. And there was just a bunch of, about 10 or 12 of us that started off there, just passionate training every day and just really forging our way into circus. Really, at that point,
but it wasn't the diploma course at that stage, though.
No, God, no. So it was just started off as a like a pilot project, pretty much, and then they got the funding, and Swinburne took over, and it is what it is today, which is this huge centre of excellence for circus now,
and people come from all over the world to do this course. So, so tell people what NICA is if they don't know, and how proud we should be being Victorians as well.
Absolutely. Well, it's the only accredited centre of excellence for circus in Australia, recognised circus place for, and it offers like a bachelor program. Like I said, like for 3 years, you can get a bachelor of circus arts. There's also a diploma program as well. I shouldn't say diploma; it's a certificate 4 program. And there's also like short course programs, so that you can go from anything from childhood up until adulthood. You can take like just casual classes, learning circus. So it really does offer a lot for everybody. And it's an amazing building as well. Like, it's world class. The facility is quite incredible.
And and 3 times a year, or two or three times a year, the students actually have to put a performance on.
That's right.
Where they come up with the concept and the and the ideas behind it, and and then they semi-produce it, don't they?
Well, that's right. I mean, it depends on what year level. So like the first year of the bachelor program is really student driven. The show that we're doing, actually starting next week on Wednesday, Hard Sell, is the graduate program. And this is really the students showing off what they've been doing for 3 years. And so that really is driven by them. We have an MC and it's curated by the staff at NICA. And then after that, they do an ensemble piece at the end of the year. And that's an international director comes in and actually directs them to do a show. So there's other different projects throughout the year, performance-wise. And depending on what level they're at is to how it's driven, whether it's director or whether it's student.
Okay, so you finished this pilot course, and where did you go? What did you do?
Oh, I went to Montreal.
And with that little world famous circus, did you?
Yeah, I did. So I mean, it was a really great taste for me when I started off. As I said, it was a pilot project, so there really wasn't much else for me in terms of moving forwards. So I went where it was all happening, in Montreal, and then I worked there and then ended up touring with Cirque du Soleil.
Well, so how many different productions did you do?
I did the one. It was Kidam, and I toured with them for 5 years.
Whoa. So the one production for 5 years.
Whoa. Yeah. It was fantastic, though. It was such a great experience.
Yeah, and you're like, and so loved around the world, and so professional and so respected, isn't it? Yeah,
absolutely. I mean, honestly, I had the opportunity to perform for 2,000 people 10 times a week. You really can't get that elsewhere. And I mean, things like, I have to thank NICA for that. That was my beginning to get into that sort of career. I mean, that was just incredible. And you really just, you know, you get to travel, you get to see the world through that sort of lens, which is incredibly unique. And even now it's expanding, and the artists now coming out now who are graduating, there are so many different companies to choose from.
Yep.
I mean, Cirque was the thing now, but there's so many other things, especially in Australia. You've got a lot of options too. So it's a really, really exciting industry to get involved in.
Yeah. And so what happened after those 5 years?
Then I went to Europe and did the cabaret scene.
As a circus performer.
Yeah.
Right.
So I based myself in Berlin and then I did a little cabaret.
Sounds amazing. What a life.
Yeah, it is. It is an exciting life. So I feel like I'm an internal expat, I suppose, living and travelling everywhere and then coming back to Australia. It's still, you know, you've got, you know, your feet somewhere overseas all the time and you've still got that sense of travel and that gypsy lifestyle doesn't really ever go away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And because it is a bit of a gypsy lifestyle, especially within the circus world as well. But now it's a different, you're not, you know, like putting up a tent every night or whatever.
No.
You know, like you're doing it in a very different sort of world.
Mm-hmm.
And it is so big, you know, like, and it is employing so many people, isn't it?
That, absolutely.
That whole circus world.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a huge space. I mean, it's growing and growing. Before it was more on the fringe, and circus was always regarded as that kind of fringe entertainment. Mm. Now it's really mainstream. Mm. So you get everything. You can do, you can go into production.
Or
you can go
the
into
corporate
art.
World.
Oh, absolutely. Yep. You've got the corporate world. You've got the small companies, the large companies. It's huge scope. And you can do teaching as well, agency work, all that sort of thing. So it's quite a huge field.
So what brought you back here? Why did you come back?
This one, my daughter. Yeah, my daughter. And also too, it's, oh, I guess you get to the point where it's, I was performing for so many years, I was had that big question mark, which a lot of artists get to at that point, what's next? So I came back and I'm at the point where I want to give back. So, you know, what a perfect opportunity to come back to where I started.
Yeah.
Full circle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, like we were saying off air how good it would be for the students to actually see that, you know, and your story, what you've told us now, for them to hear that. And the fact is that they could get an injury early in their career and will be sidelined for the rest of their lives as a circus performer. Mm. So there has to be other avenues for them, doesn't there?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the reality of working in acrobatics is you are often injured. It's about how you manage it and it's about how you rehabilitate. And so I think everyone goes through those sorts of those spaces. But in that, in having said that, there's other career paths that come out of that, I suppose. Some people go into like working in sports, you know, physiotherapy, things like that as well. So it does, it's very expansive.
Training, I'm assuming.
Yeah, training, teaching, all that sort of thing. So, yeah, it's a pathway to who knows.
You know, do you have a I don't know much about circus performers. Like, can you specialise in things or is it
absolutely.
More sort of general?
Oh, yeah.
What was your specialisation?
I was an aerialist.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah, once an aerialist, always an aerialist.
So this is what you're teaching now?
Sorry?
This is what you're teaching now? Are you teaching more general things as well?
No, I specialise. Specialize in aerial. It's my passion.
Yeah.
Dangerous.
It's the illusion of danger.
Okay.
Illusion's the key word with circus,
right.
You see.
Yeah. All of a sudden, when you said that, I thought, "Yep, you're right."
And when you say aerial, is it, I think obviously a trapeze. Mm-hmm. Is there anything? Is it broader than that, or is it?
Well, it's pretty much anything in the air, off the floor. So it is quite a broad concept. Back in the day, probably when I was starting, it was say just your trapeze, your rope. It was quite simple. Now there's all sorts of creative concepts around aerial. It's pretty much what happens in the air.
Okay. I can remember going to one of the Circus LA's not all that long ago and there was these barrels that were turning and they were jumping. And they
were, the Wheel of Death?
Oh, yeah.
Ha-ha.
I found it hard watching it because it was so terrifying. Mm.
Well, that's it. And I think for the audience, and that's what the attraction of circus is a lot, is you're seeing the finished product of many years of training.
Yep.
I mean, that's taken a really long time to get to that point. But what you're seeing is it's carefully measured. It's intelligent risk-taking, I suppose you could say. I mean, it requires a lot of training to get to that point. And that's what courses like NICA do. We get you to that point, the students get to that point where they can come on stage and shock people and show you that, you know, it looks incredible, but it's not really because it's taken this long. You know?
And also, we were talking about a lot of the things that circus performers are doing now.
Mm.
They're a theatre as well.
Yes.
Know, like there's a lot of them. Todd McKinney was in Melbourne not all that long ago doing a Barnum show. And half of the cast were circus performers.
Yeah, and a couple were from NICA as well. They were graduates from NICA. Absolutely. And if you look at the graduate program, it starts on Wednesday in Hard Sell. There's a couple of artists in there who were clowns, and that's very theatrically based as well.
Yeah.
So, as I said, like it's very broad. You know, it attracts people from sport, from theatre, from dance. And we often encourage people who want to audition from those fields to also just to have a go, have a look at circus as an option, because it's often a place for people from those spaces.
Brilliant. Yeah. So what's this production called that's coming up
Hard
next
sell.
Week? Hard Sell.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the third year students?
Yes, it's a graduating year.
So, yeah. So you know, like they're ready to go out to the world.
Oh, they are ready to go. This is they've been working on this stuff for 3 years, you know, some of them for longer. So this is what their passion, what they've been, you know, they've been building up to this moment. So it's really important for them, and it's important for the school, for them to say, you know, this is where I'm at, and this is what I'm really proud of, and what the school's really proud of as well. So it's a really exciting time for the school.
Yeah. And the fact is it's open to the general public. Of course,
absolutely.
There's a lot of their parents are there and friends and fellow students.
Mm-hmm.
But it's open to us, isn't it, as well?
Absolutely. And yeah. I encourage people who are even thinking about going to circus to have a look at it, come over and, I mean, you can go on the website and look for tickets on nika.com.au. But for those who are actually thinking of a career in circus, it's a really great opportunity to go in because you can see the space as well because it's in the space. And also to support the local circus from here, you know.
Sure. It's open in Paran.
It's in Paran, yeah, the Swinburne campus in Paran.
Yep.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Well, thank you so much for coming in.
And
your
story
is fascinating. So, good on you.
Thanks so much. Thanks
so, you're entrenched there now. You're staying.
I think circus is in my blood. This is it. You know, this is it. And I'm very happily there. So,
thanks for coming in.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We've been talking to Martine Howard from NICA here on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.